What are the parallels and the differences between coaching a team and leading an athletic department?
That's a great question. To me, if in a lot of respects, they parallel more than anything. One of the great ironies I find quite often is the same types of desires coaches have of the athletes on their team, they have a difficult time then stepping back and not being able to understand why those same desires would be desires that the leadership of the department would have of them as coaches. They demand several things of their student athletes along the way, and yet somehow they don't see the flip side of those same types of expectations and demands placed on them as a team member of the department. Mm-hmm. The department, to me, again, that's why analogies I make constantly with coaches. I mean, I had certain sports that report directly to me at Butler, but all the coaches come and see me by the nature of what I do. If I run the facilities and I run the events and I run scheduling and I handle every budget, I end up dealing with every coach in the building. And I find most often that analogies I am making with coaches come back to that very point of how they parallel. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, again, this is a parallel. It's just at probably a more visible level. Tough decisions sometimes have to be made. You try to come to consensus, but consensus doesn't always work. And it'll reach a point where decisions are made for the betterment of the whole group as opposed to necessarily an individual at times. Coaches do it all the time with their teams. I find that administrators have to do that with people within, whether it's coaches or staff members or student athletes.
John, what can the value be to the college in general in terms of just getting a strong athletic program? What can it mean for a college, even at the Division III level? I mean, at your level?
It can mean a lot for the alumni. It can mean a lot for the community. It can mean a lot for the current membership, whether it's faculty, staff, or student. It can be invaluable memories for the student athletes themselves. I think it touches on everything. I expect our whole department to be ambassadors first and foremost for the college. I've already have a couple plans in mind that I haven't run past people yet or brainstormed with people, but I think it's critical we do a lot of reach out to the community, to the entire community, not just to Clinton.
Right.
If we're the experts in the field, we should be taking the time through community service to, you know, as an example, I can envision a day each season where we have an all-day clinic, and anyone who has anything to do with that sport come up. And if it's a coach, we have some coaching clinics. If it's young kids, we have some clinics for the kids to participate in. But I think it's important we give to the community and help the community. We need to, sportsmanship is a huge buzz across the country. I have to be honest, I'm many times appalled at the conduct of students at Butler games, students at almost every college and university I visit and go to. I'm appalled by parent conduct at my own daughter's U14 soccer games. So I think that's an endeavor for us to take on as well. From the campus standpoint, we can be a rally point. We can be a source of entertainment. We can be an outlet to have fun and do things. We need to work to integrate ourselves throughout the whole community. Now I'm talking campus community.
Yeah.
You know, I already kind of talked about the irony sometimes that the world that coaches live in. Another one I find pretty amazing is time and again people in an athletic department will moan and groan that no one's taking interest in them and no one's, you know, coming to their games or doing this or that, and yet they're the very same people that I haven't seen on campus at anything else.
Yeah.
I find that tremendously interesting as well. Either you're a part of the community or you're not. And Hamilton embodies community. And so, again, a desire will be that we are fully integrated into this community as doers striving toward excellence. It seems to me as though everyone else on this campus strives for excellence in their areas. We should be doing the same, and we will do the same.
Along those lines, what is your vision for this intercollegiate program? I mean, we are in a at least part of the time associated with Williams and Amherst and Middlebury. And I imagine we want to be like, in some ways we are, we've had our successes, but what is your vision as to where Hamilton's intercollegiate athletic program should be down the line? Or
we talking, well, I'll answer it a couple different ways. First, I'll talk in more vague philosophical terms. To me, I'll backtrack and give an example. Again, one of those parallels. When I was lacrosse coach at Butler, when I took on the program, and we're sitting there in the middle of Indianapolis, of which the only way you're going to get to Indianapolis basically is to drive for an hour and a half to 2 hours through cornfields from any direction.
Right.
There's not a single high school lacrosse program in the state of Indiana, and yet we're going to take on building a Division I lacrosse program. And so it's assessing along the way points you want to reach with the program, but the point I kept coming back to with my assistants is too many people keep telling me we can't win here. We can't build a successful program here. Tell me why we can't. And then each time somebody would have an answer, we could find a way to refute it. And hence, we just kept marching forward, building a more and more successful program. I would say the same thing here. A lot of philosophically, the success, to me, defining success will be finding Hamilton student athletes that we can ask them 1, 2, 5 years out, did they have a great experience here? One, and would they come back if they had to go to school all over again? And our drive should be yes and yes. A third question, and I talked about this actually when I was here interviewing, is one of the goals I always make for myself, and I hope it'll be a goal that several people in the department set for themselves, is almost every one of us can always look back to our college experience. And I've done this a couple times in different groups. I think when you have a group and you ask that group to just close your eyes and think about the 3, 4, 5 most influential people that you remember during your college days, I always give people a few seconds to do that. And then I ask the question, how many of you have a list that is defined only by faculty members? And invariably, there are very few. My point is, several people make an impact on people's lives on college campuses who aren't classroom faculty teachers, which is what drives me to say all of us are educators first and foremost, because if so many people have experiences where they leave a campus and they remember, you know, if I ask you to name your 5 people and they're not all 5 faculty members, somebody else drove your life outside of a formal classroom. And so I think another desire I have of all of our staff in the athletic department are they strive to make that list. You want to strive to make someone's list when they're asked 5 or 10 years out of school, you know, who are the 5 most influential people during your time at Hamilton College? I want them to be naming someone in our department. Now, to answer the other half of your question, NESCAC, Liberty League, I think at some point, they're first and foremost, is figuring out as an institution what does Hamilton College want? And then what is Hamilton's college vision of how, and certainly I will be a major role in trying to define this, I would hope, but I think through a lot of discussion with all levels here at the college, it's what is our mission? What is the mission of athletics within that mission? And then what course of action best suits that vision and that mission. So it's a question I'm not trying to be vague on, John, but it's a question that begs conversation at the very least, and I would go so far as to say probably begs an answer at some point.
And I don't know how much time you've had to look, and certainly things are, the physical plant, the facilities are much different from when you were in school and when you were coaching here.
Sure.
What about, have you had any time to assess the facilities and what you might like to see down the line? And as far as I know, I think there might probably are some plans already on the drawing board or at least under consideration. So what do you see as, like, needs? Or
there is a there was a several phase study done on improvements to the college, and then a portion of that study was improvements to the athletic department. Dave Thompson's already passed that binder on to me, and I've already digested the entire binder, read it through a couple times, and have notes throughout it. My quick assessment is, there are some needs